honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hello, everyone. I'm excited for our next guest. She happens to be a nationally recognized and brilliant nutritionist, and she's the co-author of all my books. Lisa Tsakos is an educator specializing in weight management and corporate nutrition programs. Today, we're going to dive into good mood foods and how we can eat to stay happy. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here again, Andrea.
So let's talk about this because, you know, in our books, we talk a lot about, you know, eating healthy and balancing blood sugar and eating to really keep our moods uplifted. Tell us a little bit about what we could do starting today to help us feel happy.
Well, the main goal with good mood foods is to raise serotonin levels. And when you consider that 1 out of 10 Americans is taking some sort of antidepressant, and if you're a woman between 40 to 59, it's 1 out of 4 who are taking antidepressants. So there are many foods. There are many foods and other substances that can raise your serotonin levels naturally without having to resort to antidepressants. I mean, obviously, if you have to, you have to, but try some of these natural approaches first.
So that brings up a good question. What would some of those examples be? Like, what types of food can help affect the neurotransmitters, the serotonin in our brain?
Okay, well, you mentioned blood sugar levels already, and that's really the number one thing to look at. When your blood sugars drop, blood sugar levels drop, we call it a food swing. It's not just a mood swing, but some of the symptoms are you're hungry, you need to eat right now, you're irritable, you can't concentrate, and you crave carbohydrates. So first of all, eat every 3 to 4 hours to make sure your blood sugar is balanced. Include protein with every single meal and snack, of course, and especially for breakfast. We always talk about this, how important it is to start your day with at least 20 grams of protein.
What about, I remember we were writing our chocolate chapter in Unjunk Your Junk Food, and we talked about, you know, chocolate being good for our mood. What is it about chocolate that helps to enhance our mood?
Well, that's a very good question. Chocolate has a number of factors in it that are similar to some of the factors, like natural chemicals that are found in various psychoactive drugs. like marijuana, for example. So a little bit of chocolate, and the research that's been done on chocolate shows that with 3 squares of dark chocolate, you can achieve a better mood. So it definitely is one of the good mood foods, but you want to make sure that it's a clean chocolate without any trans fats or other unhealthy and artificial ingredients in it.
Ha! Well, then I guess they don't call it the love drug for nothing, right? Well, okay, so now let's talk a little bit about, you know, do these foods necessarily, you know, affect our immunity as well? I mean, we know that, you know, now our gut is linked to the gut-brain barrier. Now, what are some other things? Like, let's say, for example, like probiotics. Are there any other foods that we can take that will help as well with our mood?
Okay, yeah, let's talk about probiotics because currently that's where the majority of the research is being directed. So we've recently discovered that about 80 to 90% of the serotonin that your body makes is actually made in the gut and not your brain. So we call serotonin a neurotransmitter. So presumably it should be made by your nervous system or your brain, but it's actually not. Now, the impact of the gut bacteria is so great that researchers have now coined the term psychobiotics to indicate that in the future, we may actually be using probiotics instead of antidepressants to treat different mental conditions.
You know, I love that you mentioned probiotics. I mean, we work with a great company called BioK Plus, and they have a lot of research-based probiotics, which I love. And I know that I recommend probiotics to anyone whenever they tell me they have some type of anxiety issue. And I love that you said that the serotonin is now made in our gut because there's such a link. And I know for people who suffer from or who have anxiety or high levels of stress, just upping their probiotic levels can really help to reduce that stress. And I know this is more anecdotal, whether there's research on it or not, I don't know. But I know this is very anecdotal evidence because I've heard from so many people over and over again that just upping that and taking the right amount of probiotics really helps to curb that anxiety, which is in our brain, right?
Absolutely. So yeah, probiotics literally are mind-altering microorganisms. So aside from supplements, of course, and I love BioK Plus as well, there's Greek yogurt and kefir and kimchi and sauerkraut and all sorts of natural sources. Now, another great good mood food that you all know about is omega-3, of course. And research going back 40 years shows that omega-3 can reduce irritability and aggression. It can reduce depression and enhance your learning. So, of course, the cold water fatty fish like salmon, sardines, and anchovies are great natural food sources, as well as krill oil, and then the pasture-raised meats, walnuts, flax oil, and, of course, omega-3 supplements.
Right, and we work, again, with several supplements. For those of you who are looking for some good brands, we work with Carlson Laboratories, we work with Barlean's and Nordic. Those are several of my favorite. Now, I want to know, Lisa, tell me a little bit about the role of that B vitamins play in, you know, the function of our nervous system and, you know, just keeping us, I guess, overall affecting our mood, keeping us happy.
I know you love B vitamins as much as I do, and I can't go without my B complex, especially during my busiest days. Now, for natural sources, you've got dark leafy greens, not iceberg lettuce, of course, but kale and spinach and all the beautiful leafy greens, and whole grains are good food sources as well. But if you're very stressed out, remember that B vitamins help make neurotransmitters that improve your memory, help you sleep at night, and put you in a good mood. And they work really fast, especially if you're using a capsule or a liquid form. So when you're in a bad mood or you feel really stressed out and you're in a tailspin, that's when you turn to the B complex. You want to take it early in the day, because if you take it later in the day, it might keep you up at night and interfere with your sleep. But they are one of my best go-to supplements. And there's quite a bit of research that shows that low B12 and low folate levels are linked to depression.
It's interesting, again, I mean, I'm loving this conversation because I think for a lot of people, it's going to resonate with a lot of people. I remember there was a time last summer that I was feeling definitely on the, you know, my mood wasn't as elevated as it normally is. And I think it was you, probably, who told me to take some B vitamins. And I did, and I do love my B vitamins, but I don't always remember to take them. And I've really made it a priority in my supplement regimen. But regardless, I took them. And I'll tell you, within, like you said, it works so fast. Like within a few hours, my mood completely changed. So I definitely recommend B vitamins to all of you who are listening. They are so crucial, especially because we live such a stressful lifestyle. They get depleted so quickly from our body. So we really want to make sure that we're taking our B vitamins and sticking to that. Now, I want to talk a little bit about another one of my favorite vitamins is vitamin D. I know there was some research. Dr. Zoltan Rona wrote a book, The Sunshine, D Vitamin D, The Sunshine Vitamin, and he had talked about the association between vitamin D and its link to depression. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, here's the thing. We know that vitamin D is linked to a better mood, but we don't really know if it's low vitamin D that causes depression or if higher vitamin D levels will improve depression. We don't really understand the link fully, but we do know that when you increase your vitamin D consumption, whether it's through exposure to sunlight, which is my favorite way to get vitamin D, or through sockeye salmon is an excellent source of vitamin D. Cod liver oil is another one. Milk, eggs, there are lots of sources. Mushrooms are great too. It alleviates symptoms of depression. So especially in the winter time during the seasonal affective disorder months, that's when you really want to emphasize your vitamin D, and not just for improved mood. Of course, we know that vitamin D is linked to a number of conditions.
What about the role that water plays? I know that I try to really drink a lot of water in my day, and I think it's half our weight in ounces, if according to Dr. Bob Marshall. Now, what do you have to say, and how is that linked to, I guess, our moods?
Well, this is interesting. There have been a couple of studies about kids and water consumption. And one of them was a study that was done in Greece not too long ago that indicated that kids who were dehydrated didn't perform as well on tests or other cognitive functions. So we know now that just a little bit of water can affect, or sorry, dehydration can affect your memory and performance overall. So increase your water intake. And by the way, that doesn't include tea and coffee and sports drinks, etc. We're talking just water. And if you don't like the taste of water, squeeze in some fresh lemon or add some liquid chlorophyll to improve the taste.
That's great advice, Lisa. And also use filtered water. That's another thing that we really recommend at Naturally Savvy. Well, this was probably one of my most fun interviews, Lisa. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Andrea. It was nice to be here.
You can learn more about Lisa at her on her website at newnu-vitality.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at newvitalityhw or read her blog at lisatsakos.blogspot.ca. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis, who's not here today, but she will be back next time. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Stay well.